quite possibly the most influential podcast in the history of the spoken word. Welcome back to Travel Truth and Other Confessions. I am Eric, the travel guy. I'm trying to keep my voice down because my children are still sleeping. But I was so excited to get to this microphone today and tell you what happened yesterday. You know, in the sea of COVID-19 darkness that we are in, and believe me, we're in it, yesterday, and certainly as it relates to travel, yesterday was a monumental and it was just a terrific day for commercial aviation. It was a shot in the arm of positivity. I want to tell you all about it because here's what happened. And this is relates to the Boeing 737 MAX 8. It returned to commercial service yesterday with American Airlines up from Miami to the brand new LaGuardia. And I sat down with my good friend Jim Carter, who is the managing director of the Eastern and Central Sales Divisions for American Airlines. Kind of a big deal, but he is a good friend and has been a good friend for quite some time. And he was on that flight along with the COO of American Airlines. He was there too. I mean, and a lot of other people, a lot of press, a lot of whatever. Anyway, I sat with him because I wanted to find out how his flight was. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this story, I'm not going to go into the whole detail. Suffice it to say, the FAA grounded the MAX 8 plane for 20 months because of two fatal crashes. And so they did a full-on thing to make sure that it was, it's a brand new plane, and to make sure that it was safe for flying. And so for 20 months, these planes have been, and this was before COVID came in, they've just been sitting there. And now, yesterday, now I don't even know what the date was, 29th of December 2020, it returned to service. And they were the first ones, United and Southwest will return their MAX 8s to service as well coming up in 2021. I think they're probably going to move those dates up. Anywho, I sat with Jim for just a few minutes, the second after he got off that flight, and here's what he had to say. Take a listen. Jim Carter, once again. Jim, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Eric.
You know, you look fabulous. You must have just gotten off a flight that changed your life.
Yeah, I did, actually. A historic day. And if you're an aviation geek, maybe one of the highlights of the year.
Yeah.
The first flight of the 737 MAX since its grounding, and delighted to be on it.
What was it like? Let's start there. Now, I'm about ready to get on it myself just a moment
That's
ago,
right.
So I'm going to take your seat if you don't mind. Yeah.
No, it's great. So we had a lot of media on that aircraft, a lot of, as I said, like AV geeks, aviation geeks. And a lot of applause when the airplane took off. The captain actually was set to celebrating his 29th wedding anniversary. His wife was on the aircraft. Our president, Robert Isom, was on the aircraft today. So, it's great to see the aircraft back in the air. We believe in the aircraft.
Yeah.
Our pilots believe in it. Matter of fact, we said from the very beginning, we will know that airplane is safe when our pilots say it's safe.
Well, that's the first point I wanted to ask, because these planes have been sitting here for how many months now?
So 21 months. Okay. Since the grounding in March of 2019.
And these planes can't just sit there. So what's interesting to me is what's the number of hours your guys spent working on this plane?
So our tech ops team, the teams that take care of the aircraft, our maintenance professionals, et cetera, 64,000 hours getting that aircraft ready since the day it was grounded to ensure it was ready. Maintaining it. It's just like your car. If you parked your car for about a year and a half, there's things that you need to do to it, like rotate it, make sure the tires are moving, flat spots. Spending a lot of time getting this aircraft ready, software upgrades, obviously, to the avionics systems and so forth.
And if I understand that correctly, that's really what we were working with here, right? That's what Boeing was really trying to figure out somewhere in the millions of miles of code. There was something a little wonky that needed to be fixed. I realize I'm glossing over it a little bit.
Yeah, no, very serious, right? I mean, new aircraft. So lots of new systems on a new aircraft. Our teams, North America pilots, for example, who are trained in the military, are used to a number of different situations in flight. And again, not trying to minimize any of that, that people get really concerned sure. about anything that happens in flight, obviously. But our pilots have had, before the events that took place in late 18 and 19, our pilots had never experienced any of the situations that some of the others had seen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's training, a lot of it's, making sure you've got the right people, the right aircraft, the right, maintenance, et cetera. We went through that airplane. It's probably, actually, Eric, it's probably the most scrutinized aircraft in aviation history. And it's probably the safest airplane you'll ever fly on.
I was going to say, again, these planes are so well taken care of here in North mm-hmm. America. I mean, I can't speak for other countries, but right. I mean, we take this very seriously, and it's a very safe mode of transportation to begin with.
When you and I travel anywhere in North America, we don't think twice about safety.
Right.
And, of course, it's always been foundational for our industry. Yeah. So today, right to the heart today, yeah. To be proud of all the men and women who got these aircraft ready, making sure it was ready. The pilots who are now going through the training, simulator training, classroom training, just making sure everyone is familiar with all the nuances with the new aircraft.
Now, normally I wouldn't ask a question like this, but you are my friend, so I'm going to put you in a corner that would be very difficult for you to get out of. So I can't wait to hear what
you're
going
to say. Just like old times.
I was going to say, we've been doing this for quite some time together. Is it possible that this could happen again to this aircraft?
This could never happen again to this aircraft.
Why?
There are so many redundancies built into the software systems now. First of all, your training is different to ensure that if the MCAS system, which adjusts mm-hmm. basically the pitch of the aircraft in certain circumstances, not only do the crews know about it, they know how to turn it off. Mm-hmm. There's redundancies in the trim now where the aircraft can be overridden if it needs to. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, the systems won't even kick on if there's not agreement that something is driving the system to kick in to begin with.
I'm glad you mentioned training, too, because, again, it's as if aviation, certainly commercial aviation, but aviation in general is moving, as technology is moving so quickly, there are things we can do, mm-hmm. but that technology is only as good is the training.
That's
because
right.
if those pilots don't know how to use it, you might as well be looking at Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, but Eric, you should talk to one of the pilots here. They'll tell you. MCAS, this maneuvering characteristic aviation system that's
impressive.
On that aircraft, that's not new to any North America pilot.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you're American, United, Southwest. Everybody knows how that aircraft works, how to operate it, what the systems are. This was nothing new.
Right.
Now, I can't speak for different countries
where,
most of their aviators didn't come from the military or have 36,000 hours of flying time, et cetera, to qualify to be a captain.
I talked about this last week, which is, does the American public need to be concerned about flying on this aircraft? And, of course, the short answer is no. As a matter of fact, if you can find this aircraft, get on it, because there's a reason this aircraft was invented, and there's a reason that Boeing made it. Why? What are some of those efficiencies?
Yeah, so that first of all, the aircraft is even far more efficient from a fuel perspective than even the latest generation 737. So it's got lots of efficiencies just in operating the aircraft. It's lighter, it's more fuel efficient, like I said, better engines, better avionics. So it's just a far superior aircraft. You have to talk to one of our aviators to give you, how it flies. It's like driving a car. Like if you're driving a car for the first time, it feels different. It flies better. Our crews just really love the aircraft. But there's no question, Eric, there's going to be people that have hesitation mm-hmm. about flying on a MAX.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, why don't you rebrand it and call it something? We're not.
Right. Boeing could have, but
we're not.
Right.
We're going to tell you're on a MAX. Matter of fact, anyone who books on a MAX, we're happily going to tell them in advance. Just so you know, mm-hmm. you're traveling on a MAX next week. Mm-hmm. If you want to change, we're happy to change you.
Right.
So we recognize that even though Jim Carter says it's safe, or our captains here that are with you today tell you it's safe, people are going to be hesitant.
Yeah.
And so we're going to provide a lot of flexibility.
Here at the end of the year of 2020, good riddance 2020. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. We'll see you 2021. Yeah. Where is this aircraft flying now? What routes? We're LaGuardia to Miami today.
Yeah, so we have 24 aircraft on the property right now. Most of these aircraft, all these aircraft will be based out of Miami. So we'll be doing a lot of missions out of Miami. So Miami LaGuardia, we're flying right now. So we'll start layering these aircraft in over the next couple months. Mm-hmm. But mostly Miami flying, a little bit of Latin America out of Miami, because these have longer range. That's another benefit of these aircraft. Mm-hmm. They can go further. And you'll see them mostly based out of Miami. Again, into Central and South America.
Caribbean?
A little bit of Caribbean flying, yeah. But we have 24, we'll eventually have 42 by the end of this year. We'll layer them in gradually. We still have 2,600 pilots that need to go through the classroom, need to go through the schoolhouse, need to do the simulator training.
Well, I don't know why you're talking to me. You need to get in the classroom and get to training, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. But we're really excited. I mean, the industry, obviously everyone's been impacted by COVID, but this industry has been kind of like ground zero for this one because of tourism and travel has really come to a screeching halt. So to me, today is like very symbolic of the new next chapter.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm really glad we're flying out of new terminal.
New facility here at LaGuardia, $4.1 billion later. We're a new facility at LaGuardia. So for those who haven't traveled in the last 9 or 10 months, particularly here in New York, they're gonna be welcome to a nice surprise.
Agreed.
No leaky roofs. And
it was always so much fun. I kind of miss it already, but it's nice.
Exactly. So,
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for doing
Eric,
this.
Eric, thank you. Enjoy your trip down on the MAX, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it.
My thanks to Jim Carter for spending a few minutes with me. And just after that interview, I stepped on board to fly down to Miami on the MAX 8, and I will tell you all about it in a future edition of Travel Truth and Other Confessions. I am Eric, the Travel Guy. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to like, to rate, to share this podcast with your friends. Please do so. It does mean the world to me. You can find this podcast at TravelTruthAndOtherConfessions.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again soon.